Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Good day, every day. Soon the clouds will free the rain. Let the secret of the sunshine. Good day, every day. The mother peacock doesn't show. Father's feathers colorful. Sometimes credit due isn't always credit given.
Again into the conversational mode. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, 34 after the hour. My friends are here. You're my friend, Victoria. You're my friend, Jennifer. You're my friend, Kara. I hope we're all friends and we find that it counts to be friends with one another. Speaking of friends, good to have friends like Peter Thiel, who apparently is very close to Terry Bollea. Why do we know Terry Bollea? I know.
Learned this last week. I know.
What you gonna do, brother, when Hulkamania runs wild on you? Right. Like that.
All right. So it seems that Peter Thiel, who, by the way, along with Musk, Mr. Musk and Mr. Thiel, were the ones that co-founded PayPal. So they got plenty of dough. And Mr. Thiel apparently likes Hulk Hogan and doesn't like Gawker. So Thiel was the one who kicked in the dough to seed the lawyers that got Hulk Hogan.
Wait, the dough or the door? Did he kick in the dough?
Oh, he kicked in the dough. All right. Anyway,
the money, you mean, the dough. Okay.
Yes, yes. The guy who founded Gawker, Nick Denton, was upset because he suspected somebody in Silicon Valley might be assisting Hogan. What difference does it make who paid? This is something that has been misconstrued, I think, anyway. So this guy put up the money for the lawyers. So what? What's that got to do with anything?
Well, it does seem a little weird.
Why?
Well,
what difference
I don't know. Why
Gawker
why Hulk
was
Hogan?
Guilty of doing Hogan in, and
right.
In this circumstance, apparently Hulk hasn't saved his money, so he didn't have the money to hire the lawyers. Somehow, this guy from PayPal, Thiel, heard about it. He said, I'll give you the money. I think that it stems from the Gawker outing this guy Thiel as a gay guy back in 10 years or so ago.
Whenever
it was brought. So the judge denied Gawker's motion for a new trial in the Hulk Hogan case.
So and will not reduce the... So then is this an investment? Because Hulk Hogan got a sizable amount of money. So does he then give it...
$140 million.
Yeah, so does he give it back to Thiel then?
Maybe they decided
with
to share.
Interest?
Might be. Yeah, that's not beyond the realm of possibility. People put up money. If you're a developer and you don't want to use your own money to build houses, you borrow it from somebody who'll give it to you for 12%.
Right.
That's, so maybe that's this guy's angle. But it's clear that he didn't like Gawker. It's clear Thiel did not have strong, good feelings, good vibes. So if he could help embarrass them, cost them some money, it's a good deal all the way around for him.
That's
not
a lot
so
of
good
revenge.
For Gawker. Well,
$140
but isn't that what motivates?
Revenge.
How
yes.
many people do you know who spend? I had the town meeting the other night turned down a request that we had the Ag Committee, the agricultural group in our community to save some of the farmland because of this that very same thing. There are people who are motivated by hate, distrust, desire to embarrass people. And so this is what part of the human condition is. And you've kind of got to learn how to live with it. And in this circumstance, you're going to get back at these people. It's a great way to do it.
That's true.
And he was successful in doing it. And Gawker looks like a bunch of jerks under the circumstances, which apparently they are.
That video, by the way, was so gross. I can't believe I watched it.
I didn't watch it.
I can't believe you watched it either. I didn't.
I
used to love wrestling as a kid. How could I not watch Hulk Hogan in his most intimate moment? But the minute he burped and said, I don't know how I'm going to do this, I was like, oh gosh, check please.
Yay. I can only imagine. Oof.
Moving on to Warren Buffett in the People Department. Loves old-fashioned newspapers, he say. I love newspapers. So he's gone to buying newspapers. He says, I don't know how to make them profitable, though. We haven't cracked that yet. Most of the things he buys because it's easy to see a path forward, cleaning up management. Oftentimes you buy things at the right price, and then he fixes them up and doesn't sell them, but uses the increase in their value to increase the value of his stock, the Berkshire Hathaway stock. But in this case, there are five or six newspapers that he has, or chains that he's collected. He likes the actual newspaper, not the websites, doesn't like, you know, virtual news. He likes the real news. How many people actually, I have every once in a while a newspaper in the studio here with me, but I don't get them often. If I'm in a hotel or something, I might get them. If I'm traveling, I might get them. But honestly, around the room, Jennifer, do you actually pick up a newspaper every day and read it?
Oh, yeah. I get my newspaper. I get the LA Times and the Daily News delivered to my door every day.
Really?
And my treat is, like, for me, the perfect Sunday morning is sleeping till I want to, get up, and then I make my coffee, and I sit down on the couch, and I peel open the newspaper, and I that's
you know
what
surprises
Sunday.
Me more than anything else about that?
What?
That actually it gets delivered and somebody doesn't steal it in your neighborhood.
Like the people in my neighborhood can read the newspaper.
Oh, of course they can't read. That's it. Right. Okay.
Other things might be targeted, but not the newspapers.
Right. Also, in the news, Johnny Depp's getting divorced from his wife. There's a shocker. He's 52. She's 30. Gee, irreconcilable differences. Haven't they been married about 3 weeks? How long have they been married?
It seems like 3 weeks.
When did they get married?
He was with that chick
15
before.
Months ago.
And he wouldn't marry her, and then he got into a relationship with this one quickly and married her quickly. Do you remember that?
Who is this woman? Just out of curiosity.
Amber Heard. She's an actress.
But, like, what has she been in?
You've never heard of her. That's why her last name is Heard.
You know, she was in something
Amber
big.
Never heard from.
She was in Magic Mike, the second one, recently, but I don't know what else she's been in besides that.
There was
that.
Something else that was actually reputable that she
I gotta wonder about anybody who's attracted to a guy like Johnny Depp.
I totally agree with you. I do not find him attractive.
I used
at all.
To when
really?
He was younger. When I, like in his earlier movies, like in Crybaby or you know, and stuff like that. But now I
creepy.
He's so weird now and
very unattractive to me now.
Patrick Dempsey has reconciled with his wife. Here's the good news: the wife filed for divorce last year. They've been hand in hand this year, and they are. It looks like the rumor is, anyway, they're reconciling. If you really love somebody, if you care for them, then you work. You don't just throw it away. And sometimes people find, especially in this disposable society that we live in, okay, I don't like that one. Gone. Next. Who's next? All right. Chewbacca Mom in the focus next here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, Sushipedia provides a huge database, great photos, and search capabilities. A must-have app.
Sushi. Yoide.
Sushipedia. It's a hit.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
You have to be in on the gag, but if you're sick of superhero movies, see the anti-superhero movie Deadpool. I'm in.
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Pop Star Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What's the most powerful color in the world? Well, some say it's the color red. Here's the science of it. The color red is associated with the life force. After all, it's the color of blood. Over time, it's become the symbol of passion and love, and then it's a commanding color, as red power ties imply. But the color red has other tricks up its sleeve. Red drinks, foods, cakes, pies, and candies are perceived as sweeter than they really are. And what's the color of a Valentine heart? Well, it's bright red. Give it, and the love of your life will think you're more wonderful than you really are. What's the cheap psychological trick? Want to make a statement? Go for red. You'll be seen as larger than life. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Did you know over 90% of American households use paper towels? What does that mean? Turns out over 3,000 tons of paper towels go into the trash every day. 3,000 tons of anything heading to landfill daily is amazing enough, but when it's something as airy and light as a paper towel, it's especially hard-hitting. Now add all the other items from your garbage can on top. Funny, we're taught the Great Wall of China is the largest man-made structure in the world. But no more. The largest man-made structure is now a landfill site called Fresh Kills that New York City's been using for 50 years. It's almost 5 square miles in size, and so much garbage was dumped there that at its peak, the dump was 80 feet higher than the Statue of Liberty. Getting rid of paper towels will reduce 4 million cubic feet of landfill and prevent 864,000 trees from being cut down.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's got to be rock and roll music. If you want to dance with me. If you want
to
dance
okay.
with me.
I have no I'm going to give you the answer to the question before I ask the question. So you have the answer in your ear right now. And the answer is Chuck Berry. Crank it up, Kara, for a minute. Will you please?
That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you use it.
So yesterday's best read article online at the New York Times was a story about rock and roll and what it will mean to humans hundreds and hundreds of years from now. I found this fascinating because it's in my wheelhouse. I think I've told you 14, 15 different sources. I read 3 or 4 newspapers a day, and one of them is the New York Times. Don't always agree with their editorial policy, but I don't have to. I think you just want to know what's going on. And there are always fascinating articles about culture, and this one really got it for me, and I was not alone because, as I say, it was the most read article yesterday online at the New York Times. So, this writer, Chuck Klosterman, considered various music from my era, the beginning of the rock and roll era, and worked on music from the Beatles, for example. This is Get Back, cranking up here. Get Back. So there were basically 4 entertainers, 4 musical groups and or individuals. Actually, there was only 1 group, and that was the Beatles. And then there were other considerations like Elvis Presley.
Don't be a stingy little mama. You're about to starve me half to death. Now you can spare a kiss or 2 and still not many left.
Elvis started in the mid-50s with songs like Heartbreak Hotel. This is typical Jordan Ayers and Elvis sound there. Also in the list of considerations of what would last for hundreds of years was the music of Bob Dylan.
Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done.
This is one of my favorite Dylan songs.
That's a very good Dylan song. Not in the top of the pop heap for him, but still very good music. A good good story song.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, to be fair here with all of the music, we're talking about rock music. We're not talking about music from the 40s and early 50s. It was called by disc jockeys sort of middle of the road, the Perry Comos, the Four Lads, that stuff. That wasn't part of this. Louis Armstrong. I know. What was part of this was Roy Orbison. It's very much, I mean, he's got to be on the cusp there someplace. Aretha Franklin, Blondie, Pink Floyd. How many of these people you can think of? The Everly Brothers, the Four Tops, the Rolling Stones. I think the Rolling Stones probably right on the cusp of this as well. Jackie DeShannon, Billy Preston, the Doobie Brothers, Kim Carnes, Air Supply. I'm looking, there are hundreds. Wang Chung. That's a little later. Then.
He thinks Wang Chung is going to be around a few hundred years from now?
No, no. I'm just saying these are the conversational tidbits that came through.
Oh, okay.
And in his synthesis of this, basically history shorthand is what he calls it, asking which musician comes to represent the genre best and which will last longest in the history of rock and roll music, Chuck Klosterman thinks that Chuck Berry will last longer than any of the other either groups or individuals that were part of the study. That's his opinion. And he makes a good argument for it.
I mean, you know music really well.
The Beatles, as far as I'm concerned. And Elvis, too, over Chuck Berry. For me, anyway.
Yeah.
We'll see when I
think
come
Chuck
back.
Berry's music influence is maybe bigger.
Oh, yeah. Right. When I come back in my next life, we'll check it out. There was 57 channels and nothing on. All right, here we are, 46 after the hour, TV report time. Jen, Jen, and I will go through some of the news. I always stand aside for Jennifer when it comes to this, but once in a while, there are things that really kind of reach out and grab you. The Chewbacca mom is one of those. The video of this lady with the Chewbacca, what is that, a mask or his head thing? What is that?
It's a head thing.
Right, it's a head thing.
Mask.
All right. So that's our video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Here's an excerpt from her appearing with James Corden. I don't know. Was she in the car? Where did the video that we have, where did it come from, Victoria?
The video is, it's like a carpool karaoke, except there's no music, and J.J. Abrams is in the back seat and surprises her, and she's a huge Star Wars fan. So
really?
The clip that we're going to hear is actually her on the couch on James Corden's show with him.
All right, here it is.
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
I only had a few minutes before I had to go get my kids from school.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to prove to all of my Facebook friends and family that that mask was mine.
Right. And not your children's.
Absolutely. I knew the moment that they saw it, they were going to take it from me. And I'm like, I didn't buy it for you, little kids. I love you. But this isn't for you.
Let's have a little look at some more of Candace in the car. Take a look.
I can't stop. Oh, I got to stop. Okay. Okay. Oh, my gosh. I kind of want to drive around like this.
Yeah. It was so funny because every time she talked or laughed, it looked like Chewbacca was cracking up, and you don't normally see him with that face in Star Wars.
140 Candace, million views of that.
Wow. Yeah.
Candace Payne.
Right. Rush Hour on CBS will burn off some episodes since it's now been canceled. Don't worry, the networks are not going to stop bringing movies back to TV show because CBS is going to try again next season with Training Day, so that's pretty exciting stuff.
51 after on Good Day.